By now, you've probably heard all about cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. You might even already be investing in them. But did you know that you could invest in cryptocurrencies through your retirement account? That's right. With iTrust Capital, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies from a crypto IRA and get all the same tax advantages as a traditional IRA. iTrust Capital allows you to invest in over 24 of the most popular cryptocurrencies, and unlike the stock market, you can buy and sell 24 hours a day. The iTrust Capital platform is easy to use and only takes a few minutes to create your account. Setting up an IRA is free and iTrust fees are low. It's time to start taking control of your financial future. With iTrust Capital, you can get all the tax benefits of a retirement account while investing in crypto. Visit iTrustCapital.com to start investing today. That's iTrustCapital.com.
Taxes and conditions may apply. Fees apply. Cryptocurrencies are a speculative investment with risk of loss. iTrust Capital, Inc. does not provide legal, investment, or tax advice. Consult with a qualified legal, investment, or tax professional.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
All right. What are you doing in April?
I'm going to go see Kathy Madigan, I think.
Saturday, April 16th. Council
right?
Bluffs,
yeah.
Whiskey Roadhouse, Friday, April 22. Des Moines, Hoyt Sherman Place. Saturday, April 23, Kansas City at the Arvest Bank Theater. Kathleen Madigan's going to be there.
And she's everywhere right now. Kathleen, yeah. KathleenMadigan.com. You're all over, man. How you doing, Kathleen?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good morning. Good. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. The whole pandemic thing just flew by. It flew by so quickly.
I recall reaching out to you early in the pandemic. A lot of comedians, you said, I just don't feel funny right now. At what point did you start feeling funny again? When did it come back?
When I looked at my checkbook, and I'm like, man, this vacation's over. I better get funny. It's like people were like, don't you miss being on stage? And Ron White was here for a while, and Ron's like, no, we don't. We can't believe how easily we've slipped into retirement. It's been a seamless transition. No kidding.
For both you and Ron.
I mean, especially for us, like comedians, like I couldn't believe anybody was complaining. I'm like, all we've been told to do is stay home, drink, and watch Netflix.
Right.
What is the matter with you people? I can't believe that's like the best order I've ever been given.
Well, you and Ron, and you're also our mutual friend, Lewis Black. We're friends, all three of you guys. But you had enough in the bank to lay around for a year or so. But you're what? Money goes out. You got to bring it back in, right?
What's amazing is like most comedians I know, they were good for like 6 months, right? Some maybe a little longer.
Right.
But like 2 days after everything closed, Delta and American were like, well, we're broke.
Yeah.
You're an airline. I have drunk comedian friends with GEDs that are still okay. Well, that's on you then. If you don't have any money, that's on you. Because literally, a GED drunk comics are like, yeah, I'm good till like July. I'm like, wow.
Kathleen Madigan.
I don't understand.
Bothering Jesus on Netflix right now, her latest special. Kathy Madigan with us. Kathy, have you felt safe on tour? Did you nix the meet and greets? What are you doing?
Well, so I didn't really do anything. I didn't make any calls on any of that I'll do whatever they say.
Right.
Like whatever the theater wants, that's what I'm going to do. Because at some point, somebody reached out and said, how does Kathleen feel about, whatever city being vaccinated?
Right.
I'm like, do you understand how insane that question is? Kathleen is a former waitress who became a comedian. Kathleen should not be dictating public health policy. If we have reached it to this point, we are in serious trouble. Because my answer in a big Irish Catholic family is, if you're sick, go get whiskey.
Right.
That's all I have.
Plus
you don't feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't make a hot toddy. Call me tomorrow. tomorrow. I don't have answers for that stuff. So, like, whatever the city does, I'm doing it. And there have been a couple times where I've come home, I'm like, if I didn't get COVID in Reno, it's a miracle.
Yeah, even being vaccinated, you're right. Did you go out before the vaccine? I forgot.
No. I'm not going. Right. And the only show I did throw a little, I was going to go down to Alabama to a club to like get ready.
Right.
And then there 7 out of 10 people in Alabama weren't vaccinated. Yeah. My brother goes, let's do a little math, Kathleen. How many shows will there be? I go, 4.
Yeah.
He said, how many people will it seat? I go, 250. He goes, so 1,000 people. And 700 of them won't be vaccinated. Here's all I can tell you. If you're going to do it, get a big fan and put it on stage behind you and blow it back.
Blow it back. Yeah, you picked the wrong well, there's a lot of states that were wrong about this. But even our mutual friend Lewis, I mean, we talked to Lou the whole time during the pandemic. And I know you saw him and you guys are tight. But we were worried about him, man. He was stuck at his place in New York and he was – not in a good mood half the time.
Yeah. And that's and then he snuck his way down here.
Yeah, I figured he was there for like,
yeah, he was there for like 3 weeks. And at some point, I'm like, dude, you can't live here for the whole pandemic. I know New York is weird,
yeah,
but you have other friends that live in the hinterland, yeah, as I call it.
Right. Yeah.
How about Ray and Jerry in North Carolina?
he was there 3 weeks. I know you had a big you have a big ranch. I know that. Was he there 3 weeks? 3 weeks?
Yes. Oh, yes. Man. And as you can tell by knowing Lou, he's not really a outdoor cat. Yeah. He's more of an indoor cat.
He is. Yeah. I recall Lou saying
indoor cat
that early on he really didn't feel funny anyway, but he called us regardless.
Yeah, he did, yeah, actually, right?
But his situation, you know, if you live out in the middle of, I don't know, Missouri, yeah, or Nebraska, whatever, like, yeah, I still golfed every day. I could still go walk and take the boat out. Like, yeah, not that much change. He's locked in an apartment in New York trying to get Chinese food.
Right.
I mean, it's the days are not the same. No, day, I was like, this is awesome.
But you still kicked them out.
Yeah, because there comes a time you have to find new playmates. You also don't know what it's like to live with it. The minute the news would come on in the morning, he wasn't yelling at me, but he's yelling at the TV. You know,
sure,
this isn't right. This isn't right. What is he talking about? What is he talking? And I'm like, Lewis, I don't live like this.
That's why we had him call us. So he didn't have to take it out on you.
I get up and put on ABBA. That's what I do, Lou. I don't yell at Donald Trump on a television screen because he can't hear me. Okay? But the sad part was, I'm like, I know I can trick him with sports.
Right.
Because Lou loves sport, watching sports, but there were no sports. So,
no,
like, ESPN was just blank.
Right.
You know, I was like, oh, that was my go-to.
But on the contrary, you mentioned also your good friend and our friend Ron White would show up, and he would just probably want to drink tequila in the morning, right?
Yeah, he's an outdoor cat.
Yeah.
So, like, if I go out in the boat with Ron and that outboard motor goes weird,
yeah,
I know Ron can fix it.
Right.
Like, Ron's like having a drunker version of my dad.
All right.
Like, he knows how to fish. He knows how to, you know, drive the weird boat. All like, right. he's stamped his redneck card many a time. So, he's more helpful.
Right.
More useful around the house
than Lou. Indoor cat, Lewis Black. What a great.
Lou will go outside for golf, but like if I said, hey, let's go take a walk in those woods.
Yeah.
He would look at me like I just said, why don't we get eaten by a grizzly? It would be the same.
That's exactly what he would say, too.
Kathleen Madigan with us. You can check out. She's on tour everywhere. It looks like she's in Green Bay, Minneapolis. And you're playing the Villages. I don't want to get into that. I know your persona on stage is not about your politics. You just have fun. But the Villages, oh, my God. That's
going
to be.
Yeah, there's a lot going on down there. My mom and dad were there for a couple of years.
Oh, they were.
But they left.
Oh, okay.
Well, they were. My mom goes to anywhere where you can stay for free if you go look at stuff because she likes to look at stuff anyway.
Right. Sure.
But I guess they play golf with a guy who owns coal mines. Oh. And then at some point, my dad said, "You say you're an owner of a coal mine. I say you're a murderer." my mom goes,
"What?"
My mom's like, "We can't make friends like this. We can't make friends here, Kathleen."
Well, not the villages, for sure. They're on the murderer's side there, I'm sure.
What is the vaccination rate of the villages?
Oh, my God.
That's probably some older people
there,
too. It's all older people.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
I think the older people will probably do it, I would think. Yeah. I don't know. I'm safe. I'm always safe backstage.
Yeah, of course you are.
Like, I'm the safest one in the building. Like, some of these situations I was in, I was looking out at the crowd going, "You guys are crazy." But I'm fine.
Especially with that fan blowing out.
I'm 20 feet away from everybody. Yeah. There's two Stevie Nicks fans. That's why I look like I'm in a MTV video from 1982. I'm blowing everything back your way.
Do you bus it, Kathleen? All these dates are pretty close together. Are you flying everywhere?
No, I fly, which has also been, problematic to say the least.
Yeah.
But the whole tour bus thing, it's so expensive. And then I don't know, you can't stop as much.
Okay.
Like, I like to stop.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If I fly, I'll rent a car. You know, if I see, I don't know, the Haribo gummy bear factory, I want to stop.
Oh.
And like Blues Bus guy will say, "No, we can't stop."
Oh,
I'm like, "Oh, man." Yeah.
Where is the
bus driver people are very linear.
Are you
like point A to point B?
Do you like
not willy nilly?
Do you like not being recognized because you have a mask on at the airports? Though, is that nice for you now, or you'd rather be recognized?
No, you know what? I hardly ever get recognized until I talk.
Oh, really? Okay. All
right. If they hear my voice, mm-hmm. then they're like, I think it's like from radio or whatever, because they'll go, "Oh, you're that lady."
Yeah.
But I'm so short. I just fly around. Nobody sees me.
All right.
Which is fine.
I love your
look. Because, to go around with Ron is like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, he's sick. You would notice Ron if he wasn't a comedian because he's just a big man with, crazy white hair. Like, it's like Nick Nolte just wandered through your terminal and you're like, "Hey, look at that guy."
And then
it clicks. They're like, "Oh, it's not him. It's the other guy."
Yeah, and then if Lewis talks out loud, he's always busted, but if he talks out loud, you're going to know Lewis Black for sure. Yeah.
Well, not completely for sure. There was a lady in baggage claim in Charleston that came up to Lou, and I heard the whole thing, and she was thanking him so much for all of his work in the Senate, and he shouldn't have gotten kicked out. I was like, "Oh my God, she thinks he's Al Franken." And she kept talking, and Lou just played along with it because it's too late now. She's been talking
about it. That's great.
Next time, remind us, we got to remember that, to ask Lewis about being mistaken for Al Franken. He'll love that. I got to hear that story from his mouth.
And then he comes over to me. He goes, "Do you think do I really look like him?" I go, "Honestly, Lou, he's a little cuter."
No.
I only said it just to mess with his head. I go, "Well, yeah, I see it. I mean, you guys, you do.
Sure.
I think he's fine looking. What's the difference?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, you look like Chuck Grassley.
Now you got me curious. Where is the Haribo gummy bear factory?
Yeah.
Oh, the future home of it, I just passed it, is going to be up by Milwaukee. And, that's the only gummy bear I like, the real ones made in Turkey.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, they're going to have their own new giant facility right outside of Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. All right, there you go, Tom.
I'm excited.
See, I bring you information. It's right next to the cheese castle, and I'm not making that up. There's a castle full of cheese outside of Milwaukee.
I'm sure there
Why
is.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
You are going to be in Green Bay. Speaking of cheese, you'll be in Green Bay on October 21st, Minneapolis coming up. Also, KathleenMadigan.com for all the dates in our area, in Council Bluffs, Iowa, in April. Let's talk before April again, all right,
Kathleen?
Let's get together.
Let's golf.
Yeah, let's golf.
I want to golf with you.
Okay, let's eat. Yeah, it'll be warm by then.
Yes, it will.
Clubs.
It will. I promise.
And Des Moines, Kansas City coming up in the spring, too. Kathleen Madigan. Kathleen, love you. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk soon.
Great talking with you.
All right, guys. See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now.
Yeah. I was just telling these guys that, you know, Kathleen, from what I know, dated both those guys back in the day. Ron White and Lewis.
And
Black.
Lewis.
Yeah, now they're just old friends.
Which is She's her, really fun.
Which is very cool, man.
Yeah. Was it you, Nick, that watched the Comedians in Cars getting coffee with Kathleen Madigan?
No, it wasn't Madigan.
No, I've
seen
that one. Yeah.
Oh, you saw that one.
I
was Madigan?
Good.
Oh, it was Madigan?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
She did one of those.
Seinfeld, cool.
Yeah. That's actually, like I say, those episodes are like 20 minutes each.
Right. Yeah.
It's a really easy binge, and it's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
I have to go back and watch that one. I don't remember.
Season 7, episode 3, if you're keeping track.
There's a clip of our old friend Bobcat Goldthwait on his tour with Dana Gold. If you check out the trailer, because you know what? Bobcat slays dragons. He doesn't care. He never did. He never did. And on stage, he was talking about Bobcat saying stuff he shouldn't say. It's hurt his career. And he goes, oh, you're talking about when I said that Seinfeld's only talent was being friends with Larry David? This is on stage. And then Bob says in that rap, he goes, Larry David went on to do Curb Your Enthusiasm. Seinfeld does a show with a GoPro.
Wow.
Now, I love Seinfeld, but I just know that's Bobcat.
Yeah.
Well, that is Bobcat.
Those guys do not like each other.
No.
Right,
oh,
that's why you don't see an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Bobcat Goldthwait.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
Bob
hang on,
doesn't
hang
care,
on
man.
To that. Probably Bob. Week after next, we're going to be talking to Bob. That's
oh, good.
That's when that movie
comes,
out.
He's got a film, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah, him and Dana. It's a... It's kind of a documentary concert film thing.
And they had that car wreck.
And that's all part of this.
Yeah.
Did they both get hurt? I don't recall the details. Yeah. I think we talked to him.
Yeah, we did.
In Atlanta, right?
They both got hurt, yeah. Somewhere outside of Georgia somewhere.
Yeah, the movie comes out here in about 2 weeks, and sometime that week leading up to, we're trying to get him on for a phoner.
Is that going to be on Netflix?
I don't know where that's going to be on.
I don't know.
Yeah. I can't remember either the title.
It's called Joyride.
It's Joyride, that's right.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a trailer on Netflix or on YouTube if you look it up.
Well, there's an episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Bridget Everett where they're talking about Bobcat. They bleep out his name where he's like, "You can tell him, but I don't think that he's funny and all this." And like,
they
bleep
his
it out.
Name out.
Yeah, he's like beep, and then you had to, I go straight to the internet, be like, "Who's he talking about?" Right. And it turns out
they don't like each other.
Yeah. Well, Bobcat's friends with Bridget Everett.
Okay,
and Seinfeld knew that. And he's like, "Send him this message." And I'm like, even for him to say that's one thing. For it to make the cut of the episode,
I know,
is another.
That's right. It wasn't live.
The
it
fact
wasn't live.
That Seinfeld felt obligated to comment.
Yeah,
on it.
He's like, make sure you include that.
And again, they take probably, 2-3 hours of footage and whittle it down to 20.
Yeah.
But Seinfeld went, but that stays in.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm walking my dog a couple of days ago, like 2 in the afternoon through my neighborhood. My neighborhood's pretty quiet. And I'm just sitting there waiting for the dog to do something on this corner. I'm just dressed like I am now, pretty much, T-shirt and hat.
Like what, sell some crack?
The dog.
You're waiting for the dog to do something.
No, the dog
hurry up and sell your crack.
The dog was selling his body.
Go.
He's a big local crack dealer, my dog. For other dogs,
Kingpin.
Right.
And I just, I see this big red pickup truck coming up the street, and he stops at a stop sign, which is right where I'm standing.
Mentioned you're not in a good mood. You forgot that.
Yeah, I'm not in a good mood. I'm just, whatever. We all got our own things going on. So I'm not in a good mood. I'm sitting there. I'm thinking, oh, Chloe, just poop so we can get back to the house. Basically, that's what's in my brain at that point.
Ain't that usually what you're thinking on a date, too?
Yeah. So I can carry these turds home.
Just poop. So I can carry these turds home.
Come on, honey. Just poop so we can go home.
And I just all of a sudden hear this guy yell, Tyler, you rock. And I look around, big long haired guy with a big beard, a big red pickup truck. And I'm thinking, I said, man, I needed that. I don't know why. I don't care, but I'm thinking, I didn't even say it to him. I said, man, thanks. And he pulled away. And I'm thinking, I was rocking there, wasn't I, Todd?
Yeah, just nothing.
A middle-aged guy in shorts and a baseball hat walking his shih tzu. I was rocking.
That's rocking.
With my dudes on.
Waiting on tiny dogs to poop is just the best, isn't it?
Nothing rocks more than a guy rocking a shih tzu.
Nothing more,
Way to rock that shih tzu.
So,
walk.
That dude, whoever you were, bud, thanks. That was nice.
It was a funny situation, though, because it came totally out of the blue.
That guy rocks.
He does.
Way more than you do.
Oh, big time. Yeah. And she said, "Hey, what are you doing? Let's go drink.
Right. You want to get a beer?
Want to get a beer? I'm walking the shih tzu at 2 in the afternoon.
As soon as she's done dumping, dude.
I'll put her back in the house. I'll go have a beer with you. Somebody hang out with me. It's a good point. I live right there. Just pull up there. I'll come back out.
Maybe in the backyard,
like
the, man.
Let's go have a beer.
People like that probably think we have millions of friends. And they couldn't possibly hang out with us.
That's exactly the angle I was thinking when that happened.
That's so
Todd.
Not true.
It's not true at all. Yeah. That is so funny. That's what I was thinking. Hi. What's your name?
Don't go.
Don't go. No, you rock.
We had a thing.
Couldn't you feel it?
Come back, friend.
Americans were asked, would you be comfortable having your text message group chats?
No. I am on two of those. I'm with
used
you guys.
Used as right. evidence in court.
No.
Oh, no.
I'm on with eight of my buds from back east. And I can't, on any given day, one is more horrible than the other. ours is more active than theirs. But when we pop up on theirs, it goes right down the rabbit hole real quickly. That if anybody looked at that, they would go, right. "Well, that's not appropriate."
And we especially would not want to submit the text chain that Luke is involved with.
No. Oh, Tony. Oh, yeah, with Tony and Luke.
Tony.
Yeah. Yeah.
That crap. Yeah. Right.
But that's also a more diverse check chain.
Yeah, but it's
two African American guys.
It's also more horrible.
It's really horrible. Yeah. I like it.
And
I
those
like
two
it.
Throw out the yeah. most horrible memes. Right.
They do.
But that's a meme situation. I mean, obviously it's a little different. Just all the stuff we say to each other. Us five right here.
No.
I know.
Yeah, let's not.
No. So 20.
Don't worry, Nick. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, that'd be like saying, let us record what you say off the air and play it for everybody. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
No, no.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.